For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Intertrust Cayman Islands marathoners will get two options this year as organizers have added a virtual edition of the race. The event has partnered with the Department of Tourism to offer a free trip to the Cayman Islands for the 2021 race for one lucky 2020 virtual participant. Organizer of the race, Rhonda Kelly, says they wanted to give people the opportunity to run Cayman on their own terms, hence the virtual full and half marathon categories.
So they just register like how they were registering online. They choose the virtual option for whichever they're doing, whether it's the half or the full distance. And then between a range of dates, so between the 30th of November and the 7th of December, they can run any day they choose at any time. So they obviously can do it at their own convenience. And they can send us, then they send us the confirmation that they did it using either a watch or some kind of their phone, whatever they've used to do their timing. And then we will enter all of that information online. So they will be seen online to have completed the event. They're not eligible for any prizes because obviously that would get into a lot of technical details, but they'll still be shown as a finisher and everything in the virtual event.
The Intertrust Cayman Islands Marathon is scheduled to take place on Sunday, December 6th, but a reminder, virtual race participants must run their registered distance between Monday, November 30th and Monday, December 7th. This month, the Cayman Islands Real Estate Brokers Association donates $10,000 to a nonprofit with a focus on supporting cancer patients and their loved ones, the Cayman Islands Cancer Society.
The mission of the Cayman Islands Cancer Society is to increase the awareness of cancer as a major health concern amongst the people of the Cayman Islands, initiate positive change in all areas relating to cancer, prevent the development of cancer, and to counsel and support cancer patients and their families.
Paula McCartney is a broker at Diamond Properties, a Cereba member, and a cancer survivor.
Our donation will be used in particular to support their financial aid cancer patients. During the last few months, they were unable to fundraise, and the need for their financial aid patients and other services has understandably increased. Hardworking people lost their jobs, which led to lost income and, tragically, lost insurance at a time when it is needed the most. This donation will make a big difference to the people in our community and will most definitely help extend or even possibly save someone's life.
Cereba launched the Home is Where the Heart Is community donation program earlier this year in response to the challenges posed by the coronavirus pandemic. Gas prices have hit a wall this week. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
According to the overall retail network weekly analysis done by the Utility and Competition Regulation Office, regular self-service gasoline across Grand Cayman is averaging $3.91 a gallon, which is unchanged since the last check on September 17th. Premium self-service gasoline is averaging at $4.29 a gallon, while diesel at $3.89. For a quick comparison, 6 months ago, gas prices in Grand Cayman were $4.26 for regular, $4.70 for premium, and $4.27 for diesel. For Grand Cayman, the average price for regular gas is $4.12 a gallon. The cheapest is reportedly being sold at Mike's 7 Mile, where Off-Reg says it's $3.82 a self-service gallon. The average price for regular gasoline in Cayman Brac is $3.99 a gallon. Folks on Little Cayman are paying $4.92. On the diesel side of things, the average price is $3.86 on Grand Cayman. Off-Reg says the cheapest is being sold at the Georgetown refuel station at $3.39. The average price of gasoline in Florida is down to $2.10 for regular and $2.75 U.S. for premium, according to AAA. Log on to offreg.ky for a full breakdown. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Spooky season is upon us, and as we get closer to October, the Rotary Club of Grand Cayman is prepping their pumpkins for a chilling event.
We're still in the early stages of actually crafting out the layout of it, but it's a three-day scare event from the 29th, 30th, and 31st, and we're doing a partnership with Home Gas. At the empty lot that's next to their location on Walker's Road. So it's an outdoor activity, but we'll have the empty lot laid out in a scary sort of fashion to basically give people a thrill of walking through a cemetery-type layout for Halloween. So it's a fundraiser, but we're trying to encourage as many people to kind of come on out and, you know, just get a good scare in a, you know, a healthy sort of way and help to contribute towards some fundraising for our club that will go towards projects that we sponsor throughout the year.
But in order to make nightmares come true, president of the Rotary Club, Gina McBrien, says they are in need of volunteers.
if anyone wants to scare anyone, I think we're looking for about 25 people for each night to be able to come on out and scare. So if anybody's like interested in wanting to volunteer, then we will definitely take their details and contact them when it comes time to give them instruction on what they need to do.
The event is still in its early planning stages, so more details are soon to follow. But if you or anyone you know wants to get involved, contact Ms. McBrien on 925-3959. And that was your Saturday news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.